The connection between the soul and the body is indeed profound. It is a design by the Maker to prevent us from viewing it as foreign. For despite God's command to love our enemies, the devil has managed to convince some people to hate their own body. When someone claims that the body is of the devil, they're revealing nothing but their own extreme foolishness. If the body was of the devil, then how could it exist in such perfect harmony, making it entirely suitable for the operations of a self-governing soul? But, argues one, if the body is so ideal, then why does it blind the soul? It isn't the body that blinds the soul, rather it is indulgence. Our desire for indulgence doesn't stem from having a body, but from a poor choice. The body requires sustenance, not extravagance. It needs nourishment, not overindulgence to the point of detriment. It's clear that luxury not only harms the soul, but also the body that receives this indulgence. It makes it weaker instead of stronger, more fragile instead of sturdy, less healthy rather than healthy, heavier rather than lighter, less substantial instead of substantial, unattractive instead of attractive, unpleasant smelling instead of fragrant, unclean instead of clean, full of discomfort instead of being at ease, unproductive instead of useful, aging instead of youthful, deteriorating instead of robust, slow and lethargic instead of vibrant, and crippled instead of whole. If the body were of the devil, it should not suffer from the devil's works, namely sin.